I think I'm having a midlife crisis. That's a lot of shite. Like, it totally is a fucking lot of shite. Like, I just, there was a, but there was a point last week where I said it. Out loud, and I was like, this is the fucking weirdest thing ever. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know what a midlife, listen, see, like a fucking, your stereotypical midlife crisis where someone goes and buys a fucking convertible, or they decide to fucking, they go out in the Randan and they just start trying to, fucking, what's the polite way to say fucking ride, basically anything that moves, like that sort of thing. I don't know the nice way to say that. That's how fucking, it's not a midlife crisis. It's not a midlife crisis. I can't even bring myself to say the fucking stuff that people do, especially men, what men do when they're having a midlife crisis. Do you know what I mean? Like, they go and they buy a car, or they fucking, they try and trade in everything for a younger model. That's what they do. Everything, all their shoes, all that sort of shit. I'm not having that. That's not what I'm having. I think the reason why I'm not having that, right, is because I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about me. Like, that in the nicest way possible. But I do care what people think about me within a certain group of people. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got a circle of people. If that circle of people turn around to me and go, you have been turned into a grade A wanker, by the way, I'd be like, oh, have a fucking hell. Like, could you tell me what it is that I've done? Because I'll need to rectify that. But I couldn't give a fuck what, if I'm driving by someone and they look at me driving a car. Like, I'm driving my mum's car right now, right? Because my van's still getting looked at. I borrowed it. She's been away on holiday. She'll be back by the time we've heard this, which will put her at ease, because I don't even know if I told you last week she was away on holiday, which would have made her worry about someone breaking into her house all fucking week. But like, I'm driving her car right now, and it's like, it's a small car. It's a small car because it's just my bum. She doesn't need a big fucking luxury sedan fucking, would you know what I mean, like one of the big fucking things, like a Beamer. You don't need a Beamer. I would never have a BMW. I am telling you this right fucking now. See, even if I had all the fucking money in the world, all of it, everything, see if it all just fucking came to me, see if I woke up tomorrow, because you know I'm mad into fucking crypto, so like, if I woke up tomorrow and my crypto wallet was like, ba-dung, it's been absolutely mental, and I've got stupid money, more money than sense, the last fucking thing I would buy, it wouldn't even be the last thing, I wouldn't fucking buy it. I'd never buy a BMW, I'd never buy one, because anytime anyone's ever cut me off in traffic, or is fucking driving like an absolute wank bag, or like any of that sort of shit, it's a fucking BMW they're driving, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, every fucking time. Like, and it's like, maybe I'm making a very vast generalisation about the whole thing, but it is, like, it fucking is, like, that, like, they do nothing for me, cars, fucking nothing. They're a thing that gets me from point A to point B. I couldn't give a fuck about it. So, like, that whole buying a car thing, I don't even know why I'm talking to you. So the reason I was telling you about my mum, I was driving my mum's car, is I look like Hen Brun in this wee thing. Like, I'm just this, it's like just this wee fucking car. It's like a wee Suzuki thing, and I'm like a fucking spider driving the thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, my elbows are a wee fucking up here. I look like something out of Wacky Races. Like, see that big fucking hairy guy from Wacky Races? Is it the right one? It's not. It looks like a big mad zombie thing with ginger hair. We done this thing one time at Christmas, right? So we did. Like, know how people do horse races? Like the digital horse racing thing. One time, I can't remember if it was my good lady wife that bought it for her dad. I think that's what it was. Bought him the Wacky Races box set. So on Christmas, what we done was we hadn't opened the box set. So it wasn't on Christmas Day. It was like a couple of days later. What we done is everybody put all their names in a hat, and whoever took out the name, that's the driver that you got from Wacky Races. And then we picked up the box set, took out a random episode and put it in, and that's who your money was on. So if you got Dick Dastardly, you were fucked. Do you know what I mean? If you got Dick Dastardly, that was it. You're fucking, I don't even know how much money we put in, man. I don't think it was a lot, maybe £1 or something, but you'd be fucked. But there was a lot of people watching it, so you'd have won like a score. Do you know what I mean? So, and we're watching it, it was a good laugh. Why the fuck am I telling you this? Don't know, having a midlife crisis. I'm not having a midlife crisis, but if you have a wee look, I've got earrings in today. You won't know that if you fucking look. Maybe it's there, there's one in that ear, and there's one in that ear. You won't know that if you're listening to this in the audio version, but I am wearing earrings. But that's nothing to do with my midlife crisis. The earrings I've just been wearing because sometimes I fucking like to wear earrings, do you know what I mean? But it was more, I pierced my ears when I was I don't even fucking know, but I'll tell you this, I was fucking drunk. I was the drunkest man in Europe when I pierced my ears. Because that was another thing that I used to do. I used to just put holes in myself. I've pierced this ear 3 times and I've pierced this one twice. And all the times that I pierced anything, it was just with a safety pin. That was it. I never went anywhere to get a piercing. I just safety pinned it. I didn't freeze it because I was steaming. This is going to sound horrible, right? But I really liked the popping noise that it made. Like, I really fucking liked that when you were pushing it in and it finally went and it made that noise when it came out the back. So I had loads of safety pins in this year and that year. And every morning when I'd wake up, I would have to untangle all the hair from my safety pins when I woke up in the morning. Probably not a great look, to be fair. Like, but do you know what I mean? Like, thinking back on it, probably not the best fucking look I've ever had in my life. But that's what I used to do. So sometimes I wear earrings, and my eldest has got my earrings in the new. So he had a silver pair of earrings I've got, and these were his. So I just put them in one day, and I haven't to see when I wear hoops. I take them out because sometimes I do wear them because I was away seeing one of my friends. It was last week I seen him, and he said to me, he was like, "If you always had your ears pierced, I'm like, No, since I was a wee, when I was a wee guy, I'd shit myself. I'd been shiting myself to get my ears pierced when I was a wee guy because I genuinely thought it was like the fucking, what they done is your mum held your earlobe out and someone ran across the room with a knitting needle. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was terrified of that shit. So I was like, I never ever got that stuff done when I was young. But as I got older and I got fucking reckless, I was like, fuck it, burn it, it'll be fine. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's been that it's recklessness. It was just pure fucking unadulterated recklessness. Let me take a drink of this. I hope it's not disgusting. Listen, it's early as fuck in the morning, man. Like, it's quarter past. That's not the time. It's quarter past 8. I've not put that clock back or forward or whatever it does. It's like quarter past fucking 8 in the morning because it's the Easter holidays, man. It's the Easter holidays. So this week I've been working in Kilwinning, actually. I've been working at a place called The Plays. So I have. And I've been up and down there painting away and stuff, and it's been great. I've been recognised about 5 or 6 times. Which is the strangest, is still the strangest fucking thing ever. Like, there was a guy that came up, they walked by one time, right? And then walked by again. And then after the second time he walked by a third time. And he came round and he walked up to have my headphones on. And he was like, "Are you Tragic O'Hara?" I was like, "Yeah, I certainly am." And he was like, "Oh, holy fuck." And then he started talking to me about different things and all that. And he told me that his girlfriend was a really big fan and all that sort of shit. And then there was a bunch of young people. This was the fucking weirdest thing ever, man. Because they were ranging from ages to about 8 to 12, right? These young folk. And I'm at the top of this fucking ladder painting this thing. And next thing I hear one of them go, "That's Tragic O'Hara." And I was like, fucking hell, this is weird. And the eldest went like, "He's got a podcast." And the first thing I thought is, I hope to fuck he doesn't listen to that fucking podcast, man. Do you know what I mean? Because I'd get the jail for some of the shit. I wouldn't get the jail. That's total fucking exaggeration. I wouldn't get the jail for some of the shit that I say. Because I don't think I say anything that bad. All I really do is just fucking... I don't say anything bad. I don't think I say anything like... what would you do? What would you say? Would you say... Like, you know how you get those fucking, like, those people that run, like, podcasts? Russell Brand? Fucking, like, I'm not... There you fucking go. There's a classic fucking example. I'm not fucking Russell Brand. I didn't get fucking bumped doing something that I should never have fucking done in the first place and then turn around and go, "Yeah, but I'm a big fan of Jesus." Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never fucking... I'm not that fucking guy. I'm not one of the guys who, like... Like, see, there's other, like, white supremacists, fuck me, I can't even say it. White supremacists is quite like a radio show as well, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not one of those fucking folk. So I would much rather he was listening to me, that young fucking guy, than fucking Russell Brand, or like, do you know what I mean, or something like that. And it's just, see the Russell Brand thing, right? Well, I don't even know why I'm fucking talking about the Russell Brand thing. Maybe it's because I'm having a midlife crisis, but the Russell Brand thing, like, there was a point where I actually thought that guy was like, see when he done all that truth stuff? It was, listen, I didn't listen to fucking all the time, but there was times when I'd listen to what he was saying. I was like, "I actually fucking really agree with you." And then it was the whole thing about the civil disobedience. Don't fucking vote. Don't pay your fucking, do you know what I mean? All that sort of shit. I was like, "Yeah, I fucking agree with the civil disobedience." That's Primal Scream, by the way. But like that sort of thing. I was like, "I'm really fucking into this." And then he had Ed Miliband around his fucking house. Then he invited Ed Miliband round and he was sitting having a fucking cup of tea with the enemy. With the fucking enemy. Do you know what I mean? Like the fucking... But I can't believe I'm talking politics again, man. But the fucking... The Labour Party MP who went to fucking private school. Do you know what I mean? Like he's the fucking... That's the fucking enemy. If anything, that's the... That was the worst person you could have fucking got on. Do you know what I mean? Like to fucking... So that they pretend that they're... I'm just like you. I'm exactly like you in every fucking possible way, except I have lots of money and you have fuck all. And I want more of your fuck all, please. Can I have more? Like, do you know what I mean? Fucking prick. Like, that's what the... Why the fuck am I talking about this? Because I kept getting recognised. So there was quite a few, and I was like, this is fucking really weird, man. And then what made it really weird, right? What made it a bit more weirder than usual was because... Like, something's happened. I can't tell you what it is, right? Because in the nicest way possible, it's got fucking nothing to do with you, right? It's not, it's one of those things that I'll never share. It's one of those things that it's only me that really needs to know what happened, right? So, something happened last week that, again, I might be getting all fucking hippy-dippy here, which might be the first, this might be the first fucking pavement stone before, why pavement stone? This might be the first fucking step to becoming a Russell Brand type character and wearing beads. I'm wearing earrings now. Next week, I'll be wearing fucking beads and I'll be wearing a vest. There's no way I'll be wearing a vest because it's fucking freezing in here again. It's been fucking glorious last week. I was burnt. I was the colour of my fucking tracksuit top. My neck was anyway. One of the days I was out working because it was like, this is fucking tremendous, man. It was beautiful. But at the same time, I was like, is this fucking global warming? But like, that's something that I just fucking spoke about last week. But what the fuck was I talking about? I'm away again. Holy fuck. Right, let me take a drink of this tea, this fucking awful, fucking horrible tea. Because it's a black tea. It's not an iced tea. And I've put a bit of that salt in it, that Celtic salt stuff, because I'm not eating today. I'm going to fast. I'm working as well. I'm working out in Girvan today, working with a bunch of young folk to paint a mural. And then I'm working in Paisley tomorrow, and I'm working in Paisley on Wednesday again, and then I'm off. Then I'm off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and I can't fucking wait. And there is a bit of me that's thinking, you might not get a podcast next week because I just need a bit of time. I need a bit of time to do fuck all for a bit. Do you know what I mean? Just for a couple of days. A couple of days just to spend with my good lady wife and my younglings. That's who I need to spend some time with. You might not get a podcast next week. You might, I don't fucking know. But there is a bit of me that thinks that you just might not because one, I can't be fucked, but two, like I'm just... I need a bit of fucking time, man. Right, so what the fuck was I talking about? My midlife crisis. So it's not a fucking midlife crisis. It's just I'm calling it that. I've just been calling it that. It's not a midlife crisis, right? It's fucking not. But what has happened is something happened, right, where I had a realisation about something, right? And it's made me feel really, really, really fucking weird. That's the only... It's the only way to describe it, and it's turned me into a bit of an emotional wreck, right? Where, without sounding like a pure fucking Russell Brand, look over there while I'm fucking molesting this person, that's a horrible thing to say. That's a fucking horrible thing for me to say. I'm really clutching at straws because I don't want to talk about the thing that I'm talking about, right? But, like, what it is, oh, fuck's sake, man, like... I feel like I've been vibrating at a different frequency from I usually do, right? Which make me sound like an absolute fucking hippie, because I am an absolute fucking hippie. I'm a fucking hippie. Like, that's what I'm. I'm like that, right? But when I say that, I mean, like, up the way. I mean, like, my vibrations have... I feel like I'm vibrating higher than what I was, right? And I could really fucking feel it. I could really fucking feel it, and I could really feel it in my chest cavity, right? And when I know that it's happening, right, when I know that I'm vibrating at a different frequency, what happens is some things happen regularly, right? And one of the things that happens is I get really fucking emotional at music. Really, really fucking emotional. And there'll be songs out there that I'll listen to all the time that'll just be middle of the road, kind of don't really make me feel anything stuff that will have me, like, just and like teary-eyed. They'll do something to me that they've never done before, right? So that's one of the things that happens, is I get emotional, really fucking emotional at music. The other thing that happens is I get really, really What's the way to describe this? I'm still fucking reeling over that thing I said about the molesting, by the way. I'm not even fucking... Because I wish I'd never said that. I really wish I hadn't said that. I feel like I'm a bit of a fucking rush today because I need to make sure I'm away from here at a certain time so I can be at a certain place at a certain time. So I kind of feel like I'm all over the fucking place and it's dead early in the morning and I haven't fucking ate and I want to apologise for the fact that I said that, but I've never done it. Do you know what I mean? I've never done it. So I'm not fucking... I'm not apologising for it. I'm apologising for the fact that I said it. But what the fuck was I actually fucking talking about? I feel like, so something, what will happen is I will be, the people in my life that I really fucking love, I feel like I need to tell them all the fucking time. That's another thing. Like, I feel like I just need to show them all the fucking time. Like, I need to just be, like, the best fucking person I can be all the fucking time for them, right? And then and the other thing is I become acutely aware that I'm going to die one day. That's like the three things that happen to me, right? I can't believe I'm fucking telling you this. That's like the three things that happen to me, right? The first thing is I get fucking mad emotional about shit, man. And it'll just be like, music will get me going. Bits of fucking, if I'm reading a book or something like that, there might be a bit in there that gets me going. Like adverts. Like, see when I found out I was going to be a dad, I was crying at fucking adverts. Right, that adverts on the TV, adverts on the fucking radio. There was an Aviva advert that got me fucking crying one time. It's fucking crazy, right? It's a fucking weird, it's a really weird sensation, and I don't know if it happens to other people, but it fucking happens to me. So that's number one. That's what happens, right? And it's like, that's, so this realisation that I had has made me vibrate at a totally different fucking frequency. But this thing, this realisation that I had, it wasn't a nice thing. It wasn't a nice thing that I realised. It felt like one of the last threads. It felt like one of the last threads to a thing, a person that I used to be, right? It feels like that it was... my leg is fucking... I don't know if you noticed this, right? But my leg is fucking shaking while I'm telling you this. I feel like I can't fucking sit still while I'm telling you this. It's a really fucking weird thing, man. It's really weird, but it's like... And it might be shite. It might be total fucking shite. Do you know what I mean? But then there's loads of fucking things that people believe that are utter fucking bollocks. Do you know what I mean? Like, flat earth. That's a fucking thing that's complete and utter fucking nonsense. Do you know what I mean? Like... I was talking to people the other day about some stuff, right? And it was people who are, it was a person that owned I don't even know if you can call it a fucking church, but it's like a congregation. And they were being a complete and utter fucking bastard to someone that I also know. But they were using Jesus as an excuse for being a prick. Do you know what I mean? That's what they were doing. They were using fucking things that are written by people that they'll never fucking meet as a reason to be a complete and utter fucking bastard to someone, right? Now, they all believe in this thing, but they all believe in it in different fucking ways. Do you know what I mean? I've told you this before, I believe in Jesus. I actually believe in a fucking higher power. I believe that there is a thing that connects us all together. I do believe that. I don't think it's a God. I don't think it's God. I think God is the wrong fucking name for it. I think God is the only thing that man could come up with to describe it. But they don't, and then they stopped after that. That's what I think it is. It's just the fucking human foibles of believing in this thing. But it's so big and so fucking vast that we can't comprehend it. All we can do is feel fucking blessed in a way that we get to be part of it, right? Anyway. What the fuck was I talking about, man? I'm really fucking sorry. What the fuck was I actually saying about my midlife crisis? I've been vibrating at a different fucking frequency, right? And there was a thing in me, and it feels like the last thread. That's what it feels like. But what also it's felt like is it's felt like I am starting to... It was there. I'm moving forward. My good lady wife said it's like levelling up. That's what she said to me. It's like you've levelled up. And I was like, yeah, I think you're fucking right. And we were talking about it. In fact... It wasn't that she said to me, I think you've levelled up. It was something that she said. She thinks that we've levelled up. That's me being honest with you. It's a thing that affects us both. It's not a thing that affects one of us. And in a grander scheme of things, it affects our younglings as well. Do you know what I mean? It's like one of these, it affects us all. Do you know what I mean? So when I felt like I was levelling up, there's been a voice in my head that I haven't heard for a long time, trying to pull me back. That's what it felt like. Like, it was there, and it was fucking trying to pull me back the way. And it's not been there for a long fucking time, that voice, trying to pull me back to the way that things were, where you would get absolutely fucking steaming at night all the time and put holes in yourself and be really fucking reckless and all that sort of shit. And like all the no self-belief stuff and all that thing, the self-worth being fucking really low and all that sort of shit. Like that thing, like it felt like it's there again and it's trying to fucking pull me back, right? I don't think it isn't. It's not going to fucking win. It's not winning. It's losing. It's losing the battle right now. It's losing the battle the more I talk about it. The more I talk about it and the more I speak about it and the more... Like, I phoned my friend yesterday and had a huge big conversation with him about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I haven't done that for a fucking while. The last time I phoned this friend was to tell him I was to become... Not the last time I phoned this friend. Like, it was fucking, who wants to be a millionaire? Or, like, we only talk when something really important happens to me. Like, he's one of the friends that I phoned. He is the friend that I phoned when the walrus thing happened. When the walrus thing happened, he was the fucking... It was, like, the next day I phoned him. And I was like, man, I need to fucking tell you something and you need to tell me if I'm a fucking head case or not. This is what's happening. So when I was speaking to him yesterday, see, the more I'm talking about it, the more I feel like I'm getting more of a handle on it, more of a handle of what's actually going on in my life. Do you know what I mean? And it's good. It's a good thing. But the being acutely aware of my mortality is a thing that I've been struggling with the last couple of days. And usually... I'm like, fuck it, we're all going to die, I'm going to be... That's the reason why you should just do whatever the fuck you... Not whatever the fuck you want, don't do that. Don't do whatever the fuck you want, right? You need to adhere to the fucking rules. Rule zero, rule 0.5, do you know what I mean? If you're knowingly going out your way to be a dick to someone, then you can't fucking do that, don't fucking do it. Do you know what I mean? But like, there's a bit of me that always thinks like, man, one day you will die, so see if you don't like your job, fuck it, quit it, fucking leave them, pricks. They would do it to you, do you know what I mean? Like, that's the sort of thing. See if that you're hanging about with people and they're not making you feel good, fuck them, leave them, don't be with them, don't be anywhere fucking near them, just fucking run away, fucking disappear. You're attached to no one, do you know what I mean? You get to choose the people that you get to spend your fucking time with and all that. That's my attitude for everything. But do you know what I mean? Where it's like, fuck it, one day you will die. One day you will die. The realisation of this should make you feel that you can just do whatever the fuck you want and leave all this shit behind. The stuff that doesn't serve you, get it to fuck. Just get it away from you. Do you know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing. That sort of thing. But now, because of this thing that's happened, I've got a fucking... I have had a thing like, one day you're going to die and all the people that you love will die and one day you might die and you might leave them all behind. And I'm like, fucking hell, why am I thinking this? Why the fuck am I thinking this? I don't know why I think like this. But it's like... It's like a flare. Know how people have like things that are like physically wrong with them. Like they have like physical ailments and stuff like that. And then sometimes it'll flare. Like see my tinnitus, right? Sometimes I'll have a flare in my tinnitus. Usually when I'm starting to get unwell, where it'll get really fucking loud and stuff like that. And then it'll go back to the way that it was, but it'll flare. That's what I feel like. I feel like I'm having this fucking... A flare of knowing. And there's a bit, I mean, I was talking to my fucking good lady wife about it the other day, right? I mean, listen, I know it's a fucking pure paradox. It's a total fucking contradiction, right? Because I don't think I can be the person that I am, right? Like, writing that fucking guide, for example, if I wasn't acutely aware of the things that I feel all the time, if I wasn't acutely aware of the way that things make me feel might don't really make other people feel the same way. But do you know what I mean? Like, I wish, and there's always been a part of me that wishes I could have just fucking left it alone and just be normal. Do you know what I mean? And not worry about that shit and just do the things that other people done. Do you know what I mean? Like, ignorance. Just be able to live in that ignorant way. It's like, not ignorant as like ignorant to other people, but just be happy. Just to know, not even that it was just to be happy, because that's not the right thing to say, because I am happy. I'm unbelievably fucking happy, which is why this has had such a massive fucking impact on me, I think, because I am incredibly fucking happy when it comes to the things, where I am in my life, and I'm incredibly grateful for where I am now, and all that sort of stuff, right? What I mean is, like, see, to be able to just to fucking go to the pub, and just, that's what your Saturday is. Do you know what I mean? And just be able to get up at 9 o'clock and go to your work and come back at 5 o'clock and then just do the fucking same shit and all that sort of stuff and not really think about anything bigger. not really ever think about your fucking mortality. I really ever think about, like, I lie awake at night worrying about shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, not lie awake at night and think about, what if we are just fucking energy experiences in ourselves? What if we are just fucking, what if what this whole thing is just the other dimension that sits on the top of us? What if that has just created this thing in time so that it can experience itself? And then what we are little fragments of this universal consciousness that just experiences itself all the time. But what's happened is we've become one of the only species that have become self-aware and sentient. And we're aware of the things that are happening. And because we're aware that one way will die. And then all this sort of shit. Like, why do I need to think about that? Why do I need to be, do you know what I mean? Like, that's the sort of thing. And I don't know if anybody else thinks like this. I don't know if there's other people out there who go, like, I think about that stuff all the time as well. Or they just don't talk about it. But there was always this fucking jealousy of me where I'd walk by and I goes, why? I just wish I could just go to my work and not think about fucking all the shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wish that was the fucking case, but it's never been like that. It's always been like this. And it's, do you know what I mean? So I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. Like, I genuinely don't. I'm acutely aware that I have got less than fucking 5 minutes to wrap this thing up so I can get to Girvan. Do you know what I mean? And now what I'm talking about is the fucking parallel universe that sits over the top of us. And I'm like, how the fuck do you wrap that up in 5 minutes? Do you know what I mean? Somebody knows how to do it. I don't fucking know. But, like, that's what it is. So I do feel like I have had a bit of a, look, I'm just going to tell you this now. We're not getting a podcast next week. I'm taking the fucking time again, right? I need it. I just need it. I need to be away from stuff just for a bit. Do you know what I mean? And like, it's, I feel like I'm moving on to the next thing. And what happens is it flares up all this stuff. Well, like, I don't sleep at night because I fucking worry about what if something terrible happens. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't sleep at night. This is the truth, man. Like, this is fucking God's honest truth. So the other night, I fucking got up. I couldn't sleep. I was lying in my bed. I was in my bed until about 1:30 in the morning. And then I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I had to get up. And I went downstairs and I put on South Park and I couldn't get to sleep. And I was just lying there looking at the TV and I couldn't shake the feeling that I had in me. Because the thing had happened that I was taught about, I couldn't get it out of my head. It was just there. And I was living in all these, I was just living in it. I was just inside it and I just couldn't get rid of it. And then what I'd done is I ended up fucking writing out all the envelopes for the people in the Cult of Walrus who have ordered the Eglin Badger, those things. And I wrote them up and I went walking to a post box at 3:00 in the morning. And then I wandered the streets for about 45 minutes to an hour and by myself. And then at 4:00 in the morning, I came back and what I'd done is I just lay in the darkness on the couch and I read a comic until eventually I got back to sleep. And then I was up at 7, right? And that has been my life this week. That's what my life has been. Lying awake in the darkness. Just with this voice that I haven't heard for a fucking long time telling me, just come back here. It's easier. It's easier over here with me. Just come with me. It'll be fine. Like, that's what I've been experiencing. And I knew as soon as all this shit was happening, I was like, what the fuck are you going to do? I mean, because other things have happened. It's been a fucking great week. We've done loads of things with the, like, I've been working, but I've been back and forth. We went to see the Minecraft movie. Like, done it. We've done loads of fucking good shit. Like, it's been great. But I've been living in this bit where I haven't been sleeping and I've had a pure flare of, it's like a flare of my psyche. I don't know how to describe it. And I don't know if other people feel it. I don't know if other people experience it. But, like, that's what I've had. And I haven't been able to sleep. And I got asleep last night. I woke up at 1:30 in the morning because my eldest youngling was sleepwalking, right? But she's always a great laugh. And then one time he got in a shower. Like, one time I was lying in my bed and we heard the shower go on. And we got up and we were like, and he was like taking his fucking clothes off to get into the shower. And I was like, you don't need to take your clothes off. It's you just need to go back to your bed. And he was like, all right. And I was like, you've had a shower. Everything's fine. Like, do you know what I mean? So I was up at 1:30 for that. And then I couldn't get back to sleep after that. I couldn't switch the voice off again. So I get the comics back out and eventually I get back to sleep. And then I was up at fucking 7:00 this morning because I knew I had to come do this to do so I can go and do my other shit and all that sort of stuff. But it's just been a bit fucked. It's just been a bit of a fucked up week. And I do think that these things that I'm doing here are almost like journals in a way. That's what they are. They're just documenting the shit that I'm doing as I'm doing it. And I don't think I could sit down and fake my way through it because I'm not that person. I can't fake my way through anything. I really can't. It has to be real. It has to be real and it has to be meaningful. If it's not those two things, then what the fuck is the point? That is what I put to you now. If it's not real and it's not meaningful, then it's pointless. That it has to be those two things. You have to mean it. You have to feel it. And it has to be real. That's it. And I think if you can do that and you can feel those things and you can and it's real, then then you're on the right path, that you're doing the right thing. It has to be real and you'll feel it because you'll know it's real because you'll feel that it's real. And now I'm just going to stop talking and all I can do is apologise for this fucking shit hot mess that you've had to listen to today. You might get one, you might get another one. I don't know. It just depends how the rest of my week goes. But I just want to say I'm incredibly grateful for the people who are listening to this. I'm incredibly grateful for the just the people in my life in general. And I'm just going to stop now. So thank you very much for your time. Because it fucking is the most important thing. That's it. And I'll catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.